Okay, we're going to start here at the top of Tet Amud Aleph. The Gemara yesterday left off with the sugya that dealt with a motar Pesach. Gemara wants to know, what do you do with the motar Pesach? What's the dinner of a motar Pesach? Gemara says that a motar Pesach is lishlamim. Where do we know that from? We know that from ve'im min atzon in karbono, the zevach shlamim la'ashem. So we learn it out from the pasuk that's fine by the shlamim. That's fine if you do it shalo l'shem Pesach, and you make it into a shlamim. What happens if you do it l'shem olah, or l'shem chatat, l'shem asham? The Gemara says, we learned that out from the word zevach. So Gemara says, let us say that the motar Pesach will be or take on the character traits or the attributes of the karban that it's made lo lishma. Because we had the statement that when it's b'shar yimot shana, Pesach lishmo is pasul, shlo lishmo is kasher. So maybe it'll be kasher and turn into whatever korban he said lo lishma for. So the Gemara distinguished, we had two different statements that distinguish it. The first statement was that we are doche kodshim anechalim l'chol adam. Itzel kodshim anechalim l'chol adam. Just like the korban Pesach can be eaten by everybody, so we push that over to a shlamim, which can also be consumed by everybody. The other distinction we drew was it should be like a kodshim kalim. Make the Pesach, which is kodshim kalim, into kodshim kalim, which is shlamim, and don't make it into kodshe kodashim, which would be asham, chatat, olah. So now that's where we left off yesterday, and we said, well, the only thing that qualifies to be both be kodshim kalim, nechalim, lechol adam is the shlamim. But the truth is, that's not true. And that's what the Gemara is going to ask now. There are other options. For instance, Matkifla Rabbi Yitzchak, Rebbe, either it's Savario or Savarin, Ema, Shochte l'shem ma'aser, l'have ma'aser. What happens if he shechs it for a ma'aser? So the last, or the lowest level of korbanot, are what we call the Bechor, the Ma'aser, and the Pesach. They're the last in the last Mishnah in Ezehu Mekoman. They are kodshim kalim. They have, each of them has special attributes, but the common denominator between them is that they only require matana achad keneged ha-yisod. They require one matana dam keneged ha-yisod, and then you're fine. So let's see here. He takes his Pesach, and he shechs it l'shem ma'aser. So first of all, they're in the same category, the same level of kodshim. So there you're going kodshim kalim to kodshim kalim. Number two is ma'aser can be eaten b'chol adam, the chol adam, just like a Pesach, so it qualifies. So the ma'i hilchoto. So what does it mean? What's the difference between a shlamim and a ma'aser? To lo liboye nisachim. One is that you won't require nisachim. A shlamim, when it's brought, has to have nisachim, nesach brought along with it. Whereas a korban ma'aser does not have nisachim brought along with it. And then ulamilka alei below yigel. And then also to get malkot for redeeming the animal, because you're not allowed to redeem the ma'aser, which is learned. We'll get that when we get to the Gemara in Bechorot. It's in the last parak of the Gemara in Bechorot. But you're not allowed to redeem the ma'aser. So you also have the same requirement or same laws applying to this behemah that turned into a ma'aser, that it's also below yigael. So if that's the case, I found myself something that could work just as well as shlamim. So why don't we say ma'aser turns into ma'aser if you do it that way. So when I say Zamakra, the Pasuk says, by ma'aser behema, asiri iye kodesh. Ze ma'aser vein acher ma'aser. The asiri is kodesh. Only the tenth one can be kodesh. Only the tenth one can be ma'aser. Vein acher ma'aser. Nothing else can be ma'aser. So it's a miut from the korban ma'aser that says nothing else can be done with the ma'aser. So where it says, well, what's the other option there? We have a b'chor, a ma'aser, and a pesach. So we just talked about ma'aser. What's the next option? Is b'chor. So ema shachte l'shem b'chor, l'havike b'chor. So again, you have, number one, it's kodshim kalim, and number two is, it's ne'achal l'chol adam. L'mai hilchoto. What's the difference between a b'chor and shlamim? So d'lo liboy nisachim. So that you won't require nisachim. Again, shlamim requires nisachim to be brought along with it. B'chor will not. Inami, d'leit ve'l'kohanim. So by a b'chor is the property of the kohanim. If it's a mum, the kohanim can eat it b'chol makom as kulin. If it's a kodesh, meaning it doesn't have a mum in it, it's shalem, the animal is given to the kohanim, he brings it a tam, he brings it to the mizbeach, and he's makriv it as a korban. B'chor, and then they eat the basar. So b'chor nami. The b'chor also has a gzer shava of ra'avra mimaser gamar. So we learn out, there's a gzer shava, b'chor it says, v'avarta kol peter rechem, And Maaser it says, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat HaShevet. So that Avar has a Gzer Shavah. So Gzer Shavah is just like Maaser is the only one, and it's not anything else committed to Maaser. So too by Bechor. Bechor can only be a Bechor if it is a Bechor, and nothing else can be made or transferred or created the Kedushat Bechor if it's not really a Bechor. So now the Gemara entertains another possibility, which is interesting just in itself. It says, V'em yishachte l'shem t'mura. That he shechted it as a t'mura. So how do you shech l'shem t'mura? So you have to say that he was had another korban. He had an olah, he had a shlamim, he had some other korban. And he says, I want to shech this animal to take on the kedusha of whatever that animal was. So he shechted l'shem t'mura. It's an interesting case. So the havi t'mura. So let that be t'mura. Somebody says, the Mayhilchuta, what's a tamura? What's unique about a tamura? What would that change for you? Somebody says, well, the milke ale, to get malkot for him because of lo yachlifenu. I mean, there's an isur lav to create tamura. So will he be, get malkot for creating tamura in this instance? So now the, idnam the mekem ale below yimachem lo yigel is in parentheses, the shita magvetza takes it out. So then, amar mazutra breder of nachman arakra. Vayahu, utmurato, iye kodesh. So again, zu tmura, vein acher tmura. Tmura is unique over here, and therefore it's unique. You can only create tmura in the normal way. The normal way is you say zu tachat zu. You exchange an animal for another animal, that's the creation of tmura. You can't create tmura through this method where you're shechting a behema that's a korban and you want to make it into tmura. That you can't do. That doesn't work as tmura. So now the Gemara says, alright, let me try one more thing. We limit it to shlamim, but we have different types of shlamim. We have a regular shlamim, and then we have the specialized shlamim called the todah. So let us shech. What happens if he shechs the shem todah? It'll make it into a todah. The mayhu chuto. What's the halacha? What does it matter if it's a todah? Latino lechem, because a todah comes along with a lechem. So you would have to bring, on top of the korban, you would have to bring the additional lechem to be associated with it. Where it says, mi ika mide de pesach gufe lo bayi lechem, o motro bayi lechem. How could it be? The pesach itself, when it's brought, doesn't require lechem. So if you brought the pesach, you did it all right, and you brought it as a pesach, wouldn't require any lechem. Now all of a sudden, what do you want to do? You want to switch it into a todah, and you have to pile, now you have to bring lechem, you have to bring all this extra stuff with it? That doesn't make sense. Mar says, wait a minute, you've just been saying that all along. Why? Yochi hashtanami. Mi icha mide de pesach kufei lo bayin de sachim. All along, pesach doesn't come with a nesach. You don't have to bring a nesach along with the pesach yet. Umotro bayin de sachim. And the leftover pesach, meaning that what we make into a shlamim requires a nesach, because a pesach, motorei a pesach is a shlamim. And we just said before, what's the nafkamina if something's a shlamim? You bring a nesach with it. So you do see that. So you see that even though the korban, the ikar korban does not require something, nevertheless, when it changes into the new korban, you do have to bring it. Conceptually, there is such a possibility that the ikar korban would not require nesachim. The ikar korban would not require lechem. And yet, when you change it into a shlamim or a todah, you would have to bring those additional items. So Mar says, anan hachi kamrinan. Now this is what I wanted to say to you. Why it doesn't make sense to make it into a todah bring lechem? Because mi ika mide de motor todah atzmalo bayi lechem. A todah itself, the ikar todah, if you bring a korban todah, you're required to bring the 40 lechem along with the korban todah. If you have motar todah, for instance, you separated money to purchase a todah, you have extra money left over. Or you separated out a todah, got lost, and then you took out another behema, and then you found the first one. So the second one becomes what they call motar hodah. It's a todah. It's a leftover todah. That is brought in the Mizbeach like a todah, as a din of todah, but it does not require lechem. That means something that is a derivative of the todah itself does not require lechem. So the ibu motar, the achilu mi'almo boy lechem, a motar that comes from a pesach, which has nothing to do with the todah, that you're going to require to have lechem. The todah itself can't create a motar, something left over that requires lechem. You're going to have a pesach create something that requires lechem? That doesn't make sense. So we say, no, can't be. Todah is not the answer, because even if you make it into a todah, doesn't change anything here, because you won't bring lechem with him in any way. So it's the equivalent to a shlamim. The thing it would change is the amount of time that you could eat it. A shlamim can be eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad, whereas a korban todah is only eaten for yom v'layla. that the Gemara does not address, why that's not a differentiation, as well as above. The Gemara, when it asked about the nafkaminot between a maaser and a bechor, if he makes it to maaser and bechor, also over there, the matan damim is different. Matan damim shlamim is shtayim shein arba, whereas the matan damim of a bechor and a maaser is matan achad keneged ha-yisod. So those are also differentiations that the Gemara says, you know, my nafkamina, if it's a different korban, the nafkamina is that the matan damim is different. I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't, in those two instances, again, by timing and about the matan damim, the Gemara does not address. Those are differences between these korbanot, which the Gemara doesn't mention. Although I think the Gemara knows that it's going to be a shlamim, just trying to figure out why the others don't belong. Matkif la, Rav Yemar, Braid Rav Hillel, Umimai Dvamotar Pesach Ktiv. How do you know, the underlying assumption here, is that the pasuk that we found from Shlamim, which is Ve'im Min Atzon, so that is speaking about a Korban HaPesach. But how do you know that it's speaking about a Korban HaPesach? Dilma, but Motar Hashem Ktiv. Who says it's talking about a Motar HaPesach? It could be talking about a Motar Hashem. Samarabo Amar Kra, Ve'im Min Atzon Korbanot L'Zevach Shlamim. Davar HaShaveh B'chol Atzon. Something that can be brought from all Tzon. So now, the tzon, here we have two definitions of what tzon. Tzon is, first of all, kvasim and zim. And all tzon can be zachar and nekeva. So over here, when you have ishlamim, ishlim can come from zachar or nekeva. And it can come from all tzon. It can come from kvasim, it can come from sheep, and it can come from yizim, it can come from goats. So that's why it means anything comes from chola tzon. And asham is not that way. And asham comes from an ayil, meaning which is just a keves. And it's an older keves, so it can only come from an ayo, and it only comes from a zachar. You can't say that it's talking about an asham, because here, v'imin atzon says, dover ashaveh b'chol atzon, something that's equivalent or is applicable to all tzon. And an asham is not applicable to all tzon. Matkif la Rabbi Avin Bar Chiya, v'item Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, b'chol atar. It's a nice, interesting word that's used here in the Gemara. We don't see it so often in the Gemara, but it's b'chol atar. But here, in any place, means any place, any location, or anywhere else in Shas, atamart min lehotzi. The word min is a miut, coming to motzi something else, an exclusionary term. Rakan min lerabot. All of a sudden over here, when you say min atzon means cold zone, all of a sudden it becomes an inclusionary term. Why would you use it here as an inclusionary term, and everywhere else you use it as an exclusionary term? Sam rabbi mane hachinami min lehotzi. Now also over here, min is two exclusionary term. V'lo ati ben shteishanim, v'lo ati ben nekeva. It comes to exclude things. Don't come when they're 2 years old. And lo ati ben nekeva doesn't come when it is a female. Milk min ala b'pesach, min is lo tzihu. V'lo ati ben shteishanim, v'lo ati nekeva. So that a pesach itself has to be an animal, but it has to be its own, keves, or an eiz, that is a ben shana. It has to be 1 year old. It has to be within its first year of life. And it has to be a zachar. It has to be a male. Korban HaPesach only comes as a zachar, and only comes mina tzon. And also only comes, we call it b'vein shnei shanim. It only comes 1 year old. So that's what the min is, lehotzi over here. Look, Rashi ki mokmina la b'pesach min lehotzihu. To lo ati ben shnei shanim, lo ati nekiva. So, umiu tzon mikol min tzon mashma, ben kvasim ben izim. Umiuta de min le nekevot ata. That when you have a motar pesach, when we're talking about motar pesach, it's an animal. Im min hatzon. What's im min hatzon? Something that's called tzon, that it has application by all tzon, that means that it's equal between izim and kvasim. And the min is the miut aspect of it. It's not something that is applicable to both zachar and nekeva. It's not something that is applicable to all ages, but rather it's something that only comes at 1 year old, something that is only comes min azacharim. So that requirement, the min is an exclusionary term, the tzon is an inclusionary term, and the only one that meets that definition is the Korban HaPesach. Matkif la Rav Chana Bagta, Rav Chana from Baghdad, yes, Umi amatzit amart, techitiv hai b'motar pesach tiv. Can you really say that that parsha in the Shlamim, ve'im min atzon, Korbano, the Zevach Shlamim, how can you really say that that is talking about motar pesach? Why? V'amin echtiv, in the subset of Minatzon, there are, in Parshat Shlamim, there's two big categories in Shlamim. There's the Bakar, and then there's the Tzon. Within Tzon, there's two subcategories. One is Im Keves, and the other one is Im Eiz. So you have these two categories, which is you have sheep, and then you have goats. They come in the category of Tzon. Michlal, Tela B'Motar Pesach Ktiv. Now, if he's saying that the greater category or the greater heading, Im Min HaTzon, is speaking about a Mutar HaPesach, then you look at the subcategories and you say, wait, it says, Im Keves, Im Eis. Michlad Lav B'Kamotar Pesach. Why? Because here it says, if he brings a Keves, or if he brings an Eis. Wait, if he brings a Keves, if he brings an Eis. Wait a minute. What do you mean, if? Why is it if he brings an ace? And why is it if he brings a keves? That's the only animals that a Mutar HaPesach can come from. Why is it if? Why is there the word im over here? If it's im min HaTzon karbono, okay, if it's a Mutar HaPesach, that we understand. But once it's a Mutar HaPesach, by definition, it's either a right keves or an ace. So Gemara says, no, how many by the Tanya? Keves, rabot et HaPesach, dal ya. So the Kevis, or we need the word kesev, it's really kesev over there, but the word we need is to rabot the pesach aliyah, which is the difference between an eis and a kevis. Why are there two parshiot? Meaning if under the bigger category of tzon, there's a parsha of shlamim, why does the Torah subdivide them into eis and kevis? Why is it differentiated between sheep and goats? The reason it differentiates is because a kevis has a different din than an eis. And that is a kevis has additional matanot that go on the mizbeach, and that is the matanot aliyah, which is the tail. Those are the fats that surround the kidneys and the tail area, that goes on the mizbeach. So that additional din that comes out of the keves makes it that we have two parshiot when it comes to its own, one about keves and one about eis. And there we learned it out from lumat ha'itza, from those things that are opposite the itza. So the itza, as we know, that Chazal believed that the itza advice came from the klayot, from the kidneys. So mat ha'itza, that which is opposite the kidneys, the fats that surround the kidneys, that is what is brought on the mizbeach, but that's added to a keves. What about a korban ha'pesach? By a korban ha'pesach, what's the din? Does it have that same differentiation between a keves and an eis? So that's what the Gemara says. Im keves, that's what it comes to do. The im keves comes to teach you the additional din, which is that a korban ha'pesach that's brought from a keves also has the matan aliyah. It also has the tail or the fats that go on the mizbeach. And that's, by the way, that was why we spoke about this in Oriot. I brought you the story from the Pesach, on Tav Gimel in Pesach, when they sent up the person who was a mumar, the goy, who was bringing up the korban ha'pesach. He told him to eat from the tail, from the tail part. Now the tail part, by a keves, he would have to do by a keves, because that definitely goes on the mizbeach, as opposed to an eis, where it doesn't go on the mizbeach. Okay, im shiu omer, im keves, rabot Pesach, shi'ibra shnata, ushlami. When you have a keves, im keves, that comes to include Pesach shibrashnata, Pesach that's already after its year, its first year has passed away. Now it was a Pesach, but it aged out. Or shlamim abayim machmat Pesach. Rashi claims the shlamim that come with the Pesach are chagigat arbasar. So chagigat arbasar that comes along with the Pesach. Tosus over here, the large Tosus disagrees and says it's talking about Motar Pesach. B'chol mitzvot shlamim, that they have a din like a shlamim, shi'itanu, smicha, u'nesachim, u'tnufa, chazeh v'shok, all of those items. Shomer, v'imeiz, hipsika inyan. Then it changes the topic, meaning it says imeiz and then in keves, but they made ala eiz, she'ena tu'na, alyo. That teaches that the eiz does not require, alya does not require the matanot that are done by the keves. So the additional imeiz tells you it's only applicable to keves, not to eiz. And the Im Keves teaches you that not only does it apply to Keves, but it also applies to Pesach. By applying to Pesach, it means that the Matan Aliyah that applies by Shlamim, Keves Shlamim, also applies to the Pesach, as well as to Rashi, thanks to Chagigat Arvasar, applies also to the Chagigat Yudalid, and the other possibility, it also says that that's referring to a Motara Pesach. So Gemara says, V'ha mihocha nafko? Wait, do we really learn it out from here? Don't we learn it out from Avu Adishmol? Damar Avu Adishmol, im min HaTzon karbono lezevach shlamim. Davar abam min HaTzon, yehei lezevach shlamim. You just said now that where do we learn out Pesach? We learn out of Pesach, Motar HaPesach, from the Pasuk of Im Keves. Wait a minute, we just had Avu Adishmol told us that we learn out Motar HaPesach l'shlamim from Im min HaTzon karbono. So why do I have two psukim? And then on top of that, the Gemara says, wait, avoid the shom. The imin atzon gabrel zev shlamim. The varav imin atzon yed zev shlamim. Vakate midrav Nachman number Rabba Baravua Nafka. We had a different limud earlier from Rav Nachman number Ravua. Damar Rav Nachman number Ravua. I mean, I'm the motar pesach shkreiv shlamim shneimar. Vizavachta pesach l'shem elokecha tzonu bakar. The pasuk from Re'eh The Pasuk in Arei says that the Korban HaPesach comes from Tzon HaBakar. Wait a minute. Pesach can only be from Tzon. So how can it be from Tzon HaBakar? Halo, and Pesach ba'ala min ha-kvasim u'min ha-izim, ela mikan lo-motar ha-pesach she'e le-davar ha-ba min ha-tzon va-bakar. What's something that comes from both Tzon and Bakar? That is Shlamim. U'min ha-yu Shlamim. Elatate kriktive. Now we have three sources for the fact that Motar HaPesach is Shlamim. One is Vim in Atzon Karbano Lezerach Shlamim. Number two is Im Keves. Right? And the number three is Mesavach HaPesach Hashem Elkecha Bakar Vetzon. So why do I need all three of them for? So Gemara says Chad Leibra Zmano Veibra Shnato. One of them is for a case where, number one, it's past the Zman HaPesach. It's after Ben Arabayim, the time that you normally bring the Korban HaPesach. And number two is Ibrashnato. It's aged out. It's already over a year old. And that's for one pasuk tells you that that Motar HaPesach becomes a Shlamim. V'chad, the next pasuk teach me that even when it's Ibrashmano Veloshnato, it's still within the age group. It's still within its first year of life. But Ibrashmano, it's already past the Zman HaPesach. Pesach's already passed. That's the number two pasuk tells me a Motar HaPesach in that instance is also Dan Le Shem Shlamim becomes a Shlamim. And the last one is V'chad Lo Ibra V'lo Zmano V'lo Shnato. In a case where it's still Zman HaPesach and V'lo Shnato, and it's still within its first year, meaning that it's before Pesach, it's Kodem Le Pesach, it's still before Pesach, so you still could bring it as a Pesach. Nevertheless, if the Motar Pesach, you can change it into a Shlamim, as long as you're not in the time period that is Ben Arbaim, in the time period when it's actually Zman HaPesach. Below Zmano, Tosfos says that's the same thing. Libra Shnato Zmano, that would be Hu Adin Shnato below Zmano. Avu Bishashi Gdishol Ayaroi Le Pesach, Shigi Zmano Tavor Shnato. So that's it, it'll be over. At the time that he was Magdishit, it was under a year. And then after that, it'll pass the year before it reaches the Zman HaPesach. So you could have a case like that, and he says it's all included. But Tzricha, we need all three of these cases. Only when it loses both. It passed the Zman HaPesach, and it's over a year old. It has no Sheikhut to Pesach anymore. Then it goes to be a Motar Pesach Shlamim. Aval, Ibra Zmano, Velo Shnato. If just the Zman HaPesach passed, but it's still technically Ra'ui, Leo to Pesach, because it's within its first year, the Chazi to Pesach Sheni, because it could be used for Pesach Sheni. I think, David, you asked this earlier, in the whether a Pesach Rishon, if it's left over, it could be used for Pesach Sheni. The answer is yes, this could be a Pesach Sheni. So if it's still before Pesach Sheni, then the Korban is still, quote-unquote, Ra'ui le Pesach. So you would think that that wouldn't be, because it still has Pesach Sheni left, and it's still within its first year, so it should be Ra'ui Emelo. So then we say, no, Motar Pesach HaShlamim. These two, Mishum De'idchilu Mimiltayu. Each one of them lost something about the animal. One of them lost Shnato within its first year of life. The other one lost Zmano. It's after Pesach Rishon. When there was nothing missing, the Chazi the Pesach. It could be used this Pesach. Emelo Tzriche. Therefore, we need it. We need these Pesukim to teach you the fact that each one of these is Motar HaPesach Hishlamim. The easiest thing to do is if you could just learn out. Truthfully, if you could learn out Lo Ibra Zmano but Ibra Shnato is a Shlamim, then you could learn the other two from it. The problem is, if I only had one Pasuk, I'd go to the least Chiddush. That's the biggest Chiddush. So I need to build up to this Chiddush. I need, each Pasuk tells me a greater Chiddush. If I only had one Pasuk, I would have gone with just the first case, which is the case where it's Ibra Zmano and Ibra Shnato. But if I have three Pesukim, I can build the Chiddush to the point where even Lo Ibra Zmano but Ibra Shnato, it's still Motar HaPesach L'Shlamim. Alright. Amar Rav, Mishmeid Mavug, Mavug is, or Mabog is a name of a Chacham. Chatat, Sheshachta, Lashum Chatat, Nachshon, Ksheira. A Chatat that is shechted for the Chatat of Nachshon. The Chatat of Nachshon is the Chatat of Nisi'im that was brought in the Chanukat HaMishkan in Bamidbar, in Parshat Naso. We have them bringing each of the Nasi'im brought the Korban. Nachshon is the first one who brought the Korbanot. As part of the Korbanot to Nasi'im, there's a Chatat that is brought. So this individual comes up and he says, I want to make my Chatat into the Chatat of Nachshon. So Mar says, Ksheira, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Zot Torat HaChatat, Torah Achat L'chol Chataot. Zot Torat HaChatat means all Chataot are considered to be a single category. And we said before, if you remember, truthfully, again, here it says Rav, which made them a vogue, right before we had this in the name of Rava, as well as Rav before, which is that a chatat, l'shem chatat, is kshera. You take chatat dam, l'shem chatat chelev, that's fine, because you're still within chatat, it's still called a chatat. Right, but here, right, so the Gemara will get to that. So Zotarat chatat sounds like everything is one. So that would be even, and the Tosus asks, by the way, Very good. So Tosfos asked you a question back on yesterday's daf, when the Gemara was dealing with Chatat Mitzorah and Chatat Nazir, and was asking about also Chatat Deliver Yareid. Why don't they just use the pasuk? Yozot Torat Chatat, Torat Chat, Chol Chatot. What happened to this? So Tosfos says the Maskana, we're going to reject this, and that's not going to be the way. We couldn't use this as the answer. So Yotiv Rava, Bekamer Lo LaHashmaito. Rava was sitting down, he was saying this over. Eight Raven Rabbi Sharsha, the Rava. Let's understand this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol HaMinachot SheNik Mitzu Shelo Lishman Ksherot. Any mincha that had a kometz taken it off of it, Shelo Lishma, is kasher. Ve'alu Lebalim L'Shum Chuba. And not only is it kasher, but you discharge your obligation over here. So as opposed to a korban, where if you did a Lo Lishma, the Lo Lishma would make it into kasher, ve'lo alu Lebalim. Rabbi Shimon says, by minachot, that's not the case. By minachot, it's kasher, ve'alu Lebalim. What's the difference between them? The fish, ein minachot domot lizbachim. A mincha and a zevach are different. She'akometz machavat l'shem marcheshet, ma'aseha mochichin aleha shehim achavat. Chareva l'shem blula. If you do a chareva l'shem blula, ma'aseha mochichin aleha shehim chareva. So minachot, there are multiple types of minachot that could be brought. What we're talking about here are two types of minachot. One's called minchat machavat. Machavat is like a frying pan. It's a shallow frying pan. They're both brought in oil, and they are cooked in the oil or fried in the oil. A machavat is done in a shallow pan, so it fries and it crispens it. It makes it harder. The marcheshet is done in a deep fry. It's a very deep oily, and therefore it remains like a donut. It's oily, and it's, as the way the Gemara describes it, marcheshet from the word richush, to wiggle. That there's so much oil in it that it's able to wiggle, it's still soft. That's it. That's sufkaniya, right? Exactly. So then you have a machavat and a marcheshet. So now what does he do? He does the kometz, often, whether it was a machavat or a marcheshet, and he says, listen, he was supposed to bring a minchat machavat. Instead, he takes the kometz off of this mincha, and he says, this is a mincha marcheshet. Does it really matter? Take a look, one look at this item, the one look at this mincha, you know what it is. It's a machavat or marcheshet, they look different. You can tell the difference between them. Doesn't matter what he's thinking, because the facts are on the ground here. You know exactly what it is. Also, chareva and blula. Chareva is a korban mincha that's brought without oil. And blula is something that's brought with oil in it. So again there, he's kometz, he takes off a kometz from a mincha that is chareva, that's dry, and he says, I want it to be blula. I'm making it for a mincha that has shemen mixed in with it. Does it really matter? You can see the korban is dry. You can see the fact that the mincha is dry. You see, there is no shemen in there. So what's the shayla? Yitzika, right, versus blila. Right, so any of these differences. But that's what his point is, that maseha mukhichin aleha. That there you can tell the difference. Avab zachim, ain't okay. By zvachim, it's not true. Shechita achad l'kulan. When you shecht an asham, you shecht an olah, you shecht an shlamim, you shecht an chatat, the same shechita is for all of these animals. There is no differentiation. It says kabbalah achad l'kulan, zrika achad l'kulan. All the avodot, you can't tell the difference between them. Now, truthfully, zrika achad l'kulan is not so clear. Right? There is a differentiation in the zrika achad. That's not necessarily true. What I would suggest is maybe there are karbanot that do where you could have that. The shtayim shein arba, matna achad for b'chor maser and pesach. So there's only one that is really, really distinct is the chatat. And the chatat is pasul shelo lishma. But everything else has, any other korban that is brought has a matan damim that another korban also has. And that is either it shares shtayim shein arba, which is an ola, a shlamim, and an asham, all require shtayim shein arba. B'chor maser and pesach all require matna achad. So there is, within the categories that it matters, lo lishma, there is a zrika achat. That's what I think you have to say. So taima, so listen to this. Taima de ma'aseha mochachin. Ha'in ma'aseha mochachin lo. The whole reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon here is that the facts on the ground, you can see, his machshava can't be okay what's there, the reality that's there. That's the only thing that allows one mincha to be changed into another mincha and not affect it. When you do a lo lishma, it doesn't affect it. And it says, why? Amai, lema, zot torat mincha. Just like you have zot torat chatat, you have zot torat mincha. Torah achat, l'chol minachot. What do I need? Maaseh mochachin aleha. I just say zot torat mincha, all minachot are considered to be one category. It doesn't matter. Machmat, marcheshet, chariva, blula, you make whatever you want. It's not going to change it. It doesn't change the item here. But that can't be the explanation. So we just rejected zot torat chatat, being that there's torah achat, l'chol chatot. Ela idmar, ochi idmar. This is the statement. Amar Rav Mishmei de Muvug. Chatat, sheshachta, almanat shidkaper bar nachshon ksheira. Person checks a chatat in order to provide a kapara for nachshon bar aminadav. nice guy, he's a friendly guy, he wants to make sure that Nachshon's good. So if he takes care of him, he brings the chatat, he brings the Nachshon bar Aminadav. So Mar says, it works because ain't kaparah the meitim. There's no kaparah for meitim. So remember, there is a din by a chatat, there's a din by a chatat that is shechted the shame, mishim mechuyav chatat, psula. The mishim mechuyav ola, ksheira. So if you're in the same category, it's psula. If you're outside the category, it's ksheira. So that's exactly the point here. As soon as you shachta, I'm not actually chaper ber nachshon. Nachshon is not a bar chiyuvay when it comes to a chatat, because it ain't kaparah the meitim. Now Gemara wants to know, v'leima meit ba'alma, why did you pick Nachshon bar Aminadav? Why did you say Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu? What was so special? Why did you pick Nachshon bar Aminadav? Ha, kamash malan, time him to mate. That's only because he was dead. Ha, d'chai, dumya de Nachshon b'sula. On the other hand, if he was alive, dumya de Nachshon, then it would be b'sula. What's a case like that? My nihu. What's a case like that? So over here you have, let's think about this, you have Nachshon bringing a chatat. So I said, if Nachshon was dead now, Nachshon bar Aminadav passed away, and now you want to bring a chatat to him, Nachshon bar Aminadav, it's fine, it doesn't posel it, because he's not in the category of chiyuv chatat. On the other hand, if Nachshon was alive, you'd have a problem. Well, why would you have a problem if Nachshon's alive? Because then he is bringing a chatat. Now, is Nachshon mechuyuv a chatat? No. Nachshon is a nasi, bringing a korban nidava from his shevet. He's bringing, on behalf of the shevet, he's bringing a korban nidava, and one of the korbanot nidavot happens to be a chatat. So Nachshon's not chayav a chatat, but he happens to be bringing a chatat. And his chatat is not coming to be mechaper al avon. It's part of the korbanot that are brought with the nasiin. So what would I learn from that? I'd learn from that that when you try to change your chatat to a chatat, or someone who's chayav a chatat, or bringing a chatat, that is not for kapara, it's still problematic. Umaynihu. What are the examples of that? What are the examples of chataot, whether it's not coming to be mechaper? Chatat nazir, vechatat mitzora. Right, by chatat nazir and by chatat mitzora, those are chataot that come because of an obligation or some sort of reasoning because they want to be matur to eat be kochim. But they have nothing to do with kapara. So if you make this diuk out of the statement that when Nachshon's alive, it would be problematic, that means if someone tries to bring a chatat and says, and then they do it the shame, someone who's chayav a chatat nazir, or someone who's chayav a chatat mitzora, that would be poselet. Because you're taking a chatat to someone else who's mechuyav a chatat, even though that chatat is not a chatat kapara. That someone who shechs a chatat, l'shem chatat nachshon, that is kshera. So now over here we're talking about mishim mechuyav chatat, we're talking about shinui ba'alim. Now you shinui ba'alim, you're changing it to the chatat nachshon. So why is it when you change it to the chatat nachshon it's okay? Because we learned before by shinui ba'alim, if you keep it within the same category, if it's the same level of chiyuv, sula. If you change the level, then it's kshera. And over here, chatat nachshon, it's a totally different category. Chatat Nachshon is an olahi, so you're training it something that someone's chayav a chatat for, and you're trying to make it for someone who's chayav an olah. That's kshira. Ikadamar Rav Shmei Demavo Chatat Shishachto L'Shem Chatat Nachshon Psula. That's the other way around. Now here it's not Al Mishmi Chuyav, but rather Shachto L'Shem Chatat Nachshon Psula. But here we're talking about Shinei Kodesh and not Shinei Balim. By Shinei Kodesh, we know that if you keep it within the same category, it's Kshera. If you change categories, it's Psula. So over here it says Psula because you're changing categories. Because Chatat Nachshon Olahi, Chatat of Nachshon is really an Olah, and therefore you're changing categories. You're taking a Chatat and you're Shechit L'Shem Ola. So since the two statements are really talking about different items, one's talking about Shinui Balim, one's talking about Shinui Kodesh, they'll come to opposite conclusions. Because that's what the Gemara asked before. We had this question, there was stira in the statements, why by Shinui Balim does it affect it only if it's in the category, not if it's outside the category? And why by Shinui Kodesh does it affect it only if it's outside the category, not in the category? So the Gemara says that's Gzeret HaKatuv, Shechatota, and Chiper Alav. That was the limud we had before. So these two versions basically do that. Because if the chatat of Nachshon is an olahi, therefore by shinoi kodesh, everybody would agree that it is problematic. Because that's a chatat shelo nishma. And that's not b'shachat otah lechatat. It's not a chatat. On the other hand, by shinoi balim, which comes from b'chiper alav, alav velo al chaveiro. It has to be dumya didei. So the chatat nafshon is an olah. That's not dumya didei. The kapara is not the same kapara. And everybody would agree that when it comes to someone, if you shecht that amish mechuyav chatat kenafshon, that it'd be ksheira, because that's taking it out of the category and that's not problematic. So Gemara says, v'leima chatat nazir v'chatat mitzora. Why did you mention chatat nafshon? Just mention chatat nazir, chatat mitzora. If that's what you're after anyway, just say that as the statement. Why did you mention it? Gemara says, ikar chatat nakit. They wanted to mention the ikar chatat. What does that mean, ikar chatat? Rashi says, shoresh hachatat shehi hayta chatat yachid rishona. It was the first chatat yachid that was brought by nafshon. That was the first chatat yachid that is brought in the Mikdash. I would also say it's the first chatat that's brought lo d'shem kapara. So there's that's the source. That's the main source. That's the paradigm of a chatat yachid. That's not d'shem kapara. So that's why he mentioned it. Now, Amar Rav, here there's some issue with the girsa as to whether it's Amar Rav or Amar Rava. And then the Rabbeinu Tam, I think, even suggests over here that it might even be Amar Rabba. Right, so either here it's Amar Rav or Amar Rava. Chatat chelev sheshochta l'shem chatat dam, l'shem chatat avodat kochvim, ksheira. If you take a chatat shechta l'shem chatat adam, which we've seen before, that's chatat l'shem chatat, or l'shem chatat avodat kochvim, that we saw before is equivalent to chatat chelev because they both are karet. Those are ksheira. L'shem chatat nazir, l'shem chatat mitzera, psula, haini olot, no. They do it the same Nazir or Mishnah Torah. That is psula, because they are the equivalent of Malat. That's the same statement that we said before. That's why obviously they're changing the girsa of Amarav, because if Ela Itmar Hochi, if you say Itmar Hochi Amarav, which made the Mavog, then he just made that statement that it's psula. So why is now Rav making a separate statement again that it's psula? So Bai Rava. Rava asks a question. Chatat Chelev, Sheshochta the same Chatat Detumat Mikdash Uktashav Mahu. So you have two different categories where we said that the chatat, one where it works, where it doesn't. Chatat that is equivalent to chatat chelev, which means chelev for dam, or chelev for avodah zarah, we're dealing with a karet. And you were dealing with the same type of chatat, ksheira. Chatat, the shame, chatat mitzorach, chatat nazir, totally different category of chataot, no karet, there is, it's not even really mechaper, it's coming as like an olah, there it is, psula. But I have this in-between category of chatot, which are called the chatot, olev yoreid. She saw yesterday, I mean, that's something that we have to decide. How do we include that with the other chatot? So now, chatot, they didn't pick all olev yoreid, they picked only one of them, because two of them, shviat bitui, and shvata idut, don't have karet associated with them. So they picked the one karban olev yoreid that has karet associated with it. So now I have a chatat that comes from an olev yoreid. Do I say that it has, when I shech the chatat, l'shem, tumat mikdash v'dashav, do I say it's also a chatat because they both have a chiyuv karet? So that's good. Or do I say no, that a karban olev yoreid is different than a chatat? They're two different karbanot, you can't bring it. So that's Rava's question. Boy Rava, chatat chelev sheshoch l'shem chatat tumat mikdash v'dashav. Mau, riyam rinin karet kamota, that it is a chatat because they both come on a chiyuv karet, b'meizid. Oduma ein kavua kamota. Maybe it's a totally different karban. Chatat is a chatat kavua, and olev yoreid, right? There are options there, makes it into a totally different karban. So, acha brei de Rava, matni kulhu de psula. V'acha brei de Rava, learned the whole statement before. Again, that's why it sounds like it was Rava who made the statement. That's why they changed the girsa to Rava. They changed the whole girsa over there to say that everything is pasul. Even chatat chelev sheshkachto l'shem chatat dam l'shem chatat uvechamim, everything's psula. My time, huh? It says v'shchat ota l'chatat. L'shem ota chatat. You gotta bring it, not just for a chatat. It's gotta be the oto chatat. That chatat that you're bringing, it's gotta be exactly that chatat. You change it from the chatat you're supposed to bring, psula. That means if you have chatat chelev l'dam, chatat chelev l'avodah zarah, chatat chelev for nazir mitzora, pasul, everything's psula. Nothing's good. So I'm like Ravashi, the Ravacha Brei the Rava. So Ravashi says to Ravacha Brei the Rava, now that you changed the statement before to read that everything's psula, Bayi the Rava, hechi matnitullah. Where does the question of Rava? Rava asked this question about Tumat Mikdash Kedashav. What's his questioning going on? If everything's psula, it's obvious that the Chatat of Tumat Mikdash Kedashav is also psula. What's his question about? So I'm like, Anan b'shinui ba'alim matnitullah. We learned that first statement about Shinui ba'alim and not Shinui Kodesh. This is how we read it. Omer Rava, chatat chelev sheshachta mishi mechuyav chatat dam. V'chatat avodachavim psula. It's about Shinui Balim. Remember, by Shinui Balim, it's the opposite of Shinui Kodesh.
Rabbi Shimon bar Elim, if you shechted for someone who's mechuyav kapara on the all the same level, pasul, psulam. On the other hand, if he does it the same someone who has no chiyuv, sheiran. So now it would be the opposite din. For if he does it the same chaylev, someone who's chayv chaylev, he does it for someone who's chayv chatat dam, psula, because they're in the same category. Does it the same shame, someone's chayev for avodah kachavim, psula, because they're in the same category of chiyuv. Amishim chayev chatat nazir v'chatat mitzarat shira. If he does it for a balim that are chayev, a chatat nazir, a chatat mitzarat, there it is, kshira, because it's not the shame, the same chobah, they're not in the same category. So that's kshira. Then, uboin lahochi. And this is what Rava asked. Boy, Rava, chatat chaylev sheshachta amishim chuyav chatat to tumat mikdash v'tashav ma'u. You shecht a chatat chaylev for someone who's chayav a chatat on tumat mikdash v'tashav, mi'amrina karet kamota, that it's in the same category, it'll be psula, because they're both chiyuvei karet. O dilma in, right, or no, in kavua kamota, it's not the same korban, and therefore they'll be considered to be in different categories, and it'll be ksheira, teku, that we leave as a teku. And then we'll stop over here because the next Gemara begins the sugya of Machshavin Ma'odvoda Le'avoda, which is a long sugya. It's a while for the Machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan that goes through to tomorrow's daf, so not worth entering it unless we can really cover more ground and get into it more deeply. Okay, we'll stop over here after Shabbos.